the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Charlie Weston is with us, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. So, fuel prices, are they coming down after the excise duty reduction went into effect at midnight? If people are going into their petrol stations to the forecourts, are they seeing cheaper petrol and diesel?
Not everywhere, Matt. Now, you know, after every budget, there's a change in the excise duty, or the carbon tax, actually. It's the carbon tax after every budget. Tends to go up at midnight, at the night of the budget, and it's just across the board. With this one, this has been staggered. Some places are actually cutting the price, and decent cuts, you know, 20 cents on diesel, 15 cents on petrol, which was the excise duty cut. But others are not. Now, the larger ones who have a big throughput and getting constant, getting their tanks refilled all the time, they are taking delivery of new deliveries with the new excise duty applies to those. So what the fuel industry are saying is until they finish off all the existing supplies, they can't apply the lower excise duty rate. So you're getting some ridiculous carry-on.
But so how quickly do they do it? And how honest are they then in saying about when they've gone on to the new supplies? We have via Twitter, Declan Carty replied to you, said, passed one Apple Green this morning where there was no change at 228, but two others, one a Circle K was down to 209, another was down to 212. Another listener says, just to say, reference the price of fuel, you must realise that all excise duty applied to fuel is payable at the time it leaves the terminal. So all fuel deliveries before this morning are subject to the excise without the 20 cent discount applied. Lots of retailers have this fuel in their tanks at present.
That's
is
the
that
issue.
A fair that's assessment?
Well, that's what the fuel industry are saying, that, you know, it's from the new excise rate applies from the time it leaves the refinery, which is our Dublin port, you know, essentially, where it's coming in from refineries
but
in England.
But what if the price had gone up?
Yeah,
from the time
well,
it left
a lot of people are making this
to be
point.
Delivered into the forecourt before the excise duty is reduced.
A lot of people are making this point that, you know, it was going up by the hour in the last couple of weeks. It was changing ridiculously fast. Look, I think we could take a lesson here from the English. Don't like take lessons from the English, but they did something interesting after the Ukraine energy crisis prompted by the Russian full-scale invasion of Ukraine. They found profiteering. Their markets kind of competition body found profiteering and anti-competitive behaviour. So they forced the retailers of petrol and diesel to send into a database within a half an hour of them changing their prices. They had to tell this database. It's called Fuel Finder. So any motorist can look at this and see in their area or where they're about to pass, what the prices are almost instantaneously within a half an hour. So that helped the garages. You know, remember here, a lot of them, staff and garages are taking a lot of abuse, which they shouldn't. Some young one working part-time in a fuel station shouldn't be having to take abuse for this, you know. But that's what's happening. And I think this would be a good idea to do this. Obviously, the fuel industry doesn't like it. I think it would bring about transparency, would help everybody. It would show that the retailers are changing their prices. And if somebody's gouging, it would become pretty obvious pretty quickly.
Yeah, listener says, I get it. It might take a day or two for the price to come down as the tank was bought at a high price. However, when prices go up, the petrol and the tank was bought at the low price, yet the price charged to consumers goes up immediately. People are also pointing out that the oil that's in the larger containers in Dublin port or whatever is possibly sitting there weeks ago
and
was bought at a much cheaper price, and they're just applying the current market price as something that was bought a lot cheaper. I also said on Monday's programme, Charlie, I was recounting having been up north at the weekend, we drove up on Saturday, it took was €2.20 for petrol. Didn't fill the tank going up to leave room to fill it coming back. It was €1.40 a litre in Enniskillen before coming back.
They have much
That's
lower
a
taxes.
Massive difference.
It is huge. They have much lower taxes and charges in the north. And, you know, if this has done anything, it's exposed the extreme levels of taxes and charges that are imposed on us. So the government can well afford to do this. This will self-finance, Matt. They will not lose money on this. The last time they did this, it financed itself because many of the taxes are like the VAT, for example, is a percentage of the sales price.
Yeah, and they're saying this is a €250 million package. How much of that €250 million was accumulated in recent weeks with the higher excise duties and VATs on the increased price? I suppose the thing, Charlie, though, is the government seems to be betting on the hope that this will all ease out over the next few weeks. After 5 o'clock, we're going to be talking about the peace efforts in the Gulf. But the reality is, isn't it, that even the International Energy Agency is saying this might go on for a hell of a long time.
It might well do. You're pretty scary stuff from the head of Shell today as well. You know, he was talking at some conference in Texas, and you know, if this goes on for a bit, he's saying, you know, the prospects are pretty scary. Yeah, the International Energy Agency came out just at the end of last week and said, look, this is the gravest energy shock of all time. The gravest energy shock of all time. People who can remember the 70s and the big oil crisis in the 70s, and that affected electricity because we generated so much electricity from oil at the time, we'll wonder about that. But this is what this guy is saying, this head of the International Energy Agency.
Fatih Birol.
This is a big international watchdog. It's an intergovernmental agency. It's got 30 plus countries are members of it. It's kind of assess across the board what's going on.
It's also recommending things which I'm saying will drive some people mad. Work from home where possible. Only possible for about 1/3 of people in Ireland, and even then not on a 5-day week. It says reduce highway speed limits by at least 10 kilometres per hour. That always drives people mad. Encourage public transport, to which people say, what public transport can many of them actually get?
And I know. I mean, I was on a train that should have taken 20 minutes this morning for an hour and 40 minutes because, you know, various problems. But yeah, they reduce the speeds by 10 kilometres on very congested roads, work from home where possible. Now, the unions have embraced that one. The Labour Party is pushing that one as well. That's back to kind of lockdown. You know, people have got out of that. Companies have been trying to get people to go back to work. It's not possible for an awful lot of jobs. You know, it just isn't possible. So that will drive people nuts as well. Increase car sharing and adopt efficient driving practices. We don't really have a culture of that in this country. That's a big thing in America, particularly in California, where they carpool or whatever.
Are there insurance issues if you carpool?
It shouldn't be. It should be covered. You know, it should be covered. But you know, if you're carrying people for work and in your own private car, you need to get a special cover for that. You know, they're talking about avoiding air travel, switching to modern cooking solutions, diverting away from using gas. I mean, you know, so all of this is just depressed demand for energy, essentially. But, you know, I don't know how practical it is. But I mean, it just tells you how seriously the International Energy Agency sees this. Something like 40 different plants and refineries have been hit by missiles in the Middle East.
And of course, this all feeds into the price of your shopping basket as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, there's no way that shopping won't be impacted by this. You know, you're talking here transport, which affects the cost of transport, diesel, that affects logistics, transport, refrigeration costs will go up, fertilizer costs are impacted by the hits to the gas plants, in particularly Ras Laffan in Qatar. Farm machinery prices are likely to go up, packaging costs, all of that will mean higher grocery prices are between 8% and 10%, according to Damien O'Reilly. He's an academic at TU Dublin. His retail management is his speciality. This could add as much as €700 to the annual cost of groceries in the supermarket. As we know, groceries are going up at a ferocious rate anyway, with just crazy increases. So this should just add to the problem. And this particularly will be a problem if oil, crude oil prices stay over $100. So, you know, there's no good news there on that one.
Okay, look, let's talk about a couple of other things. This isn't necessarily good news either, but I suppose it's the way it has to be. What if you haven't paid your local property tax?
You're in trouble, because they're running out of patience now, and they're writing to people who haven't paid. And we're talking 170,000 properties where no property tax has been paid. Now, this is despite a blitz of advertising promotion around this at the end of last year, when you were required to go in and update your property valuation for the first time in years. You were required to tell them how you were going to pay. They wanted you to update, you know, to file a return, they called it. 390,000 people didn't file a return, but some of those had existing arrangements in place, or the valuation on their home hadn't changed much according to the estimate that revenue have. But 170,000 have just not responded at all. They're not paying. They didn't update they didn't file a return or update their details on their property. So revenue are going to come after them. They're going to write to them and say, look, if you don't kind of pay up in the next couple of 2 weeks, maybe we're going to write to your employer. We're going to tell them, deduct it from your wages, and it'll come to us anyway. your employer will have no choice in that. It's the same as USC or income tax. They will have to take it off your wages and pay it to revenue. You don't want that nonsense. You don't want to be getting into a tangle with revenue. I don't know who these people are or what they're thinking. Maybe they have an ideological problem with property tax. An awful lot of people are really annoyed about it, but don't get on the wrong side of revenue.
Listener says, I've reduced my speed to 90 kilometres per hour on the motorway in my van. It's unbelievable the reduced fuel consumption. Mind you, I'm the only person that seems to be doing it. I say it depends on what motorway you're on. I couldn't get over on Saturday. We were on the M50 before moving on to the M3 to head north. And I say we couldn't have got above 50 kilometres per hour at any stage. Saturday after lunch, so busy in the M50. Yeah. And I'm sure anyone who's presently on it at now as we are 5 to 5 is probably definitely probably not hitting 80, 90, 100 kilometres per hour in the M50. One final one, I suppose this is good news. We were talking to Michael Dowling yesterday about getting easier to transfer your mortgages because of various consumer protection laws that came into place yesterday. This is a good one, I think. No unwanted auto-renewal for gadget or travel insurance.
Yeah, at the moment, if you have a travel insurance, a dental insurance or gadget or even pet insurance, Matt, they tend to just roll it over and renew it without getting on to you and telling you, oh, this is up for renewal. You might get an email from them. But now they're going to have to, 20 days beforehand, just get on to you and say, look, do you want to renew this? Do you want to just let this roll over or do you want to renew it? You'll have to, you know. Now, this doesn't apply in some cases where you might have this automatic auto-renewal thing on your policy. I know we have VHI travel insurance at home and it tends to roll over automatically because I tend to think that's pretty good insurance, that one, and it's not particularly expensive. But they will have to now tell you and just be upfront about it in case you end up with insurance you don't need, you don't want, and your circumstances may have changed and they haven't asked you about that.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, as ever, thank you for being with us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.